I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. More clashes and more deaths today in Syria. This time, one of the reported casualties is an army general said to have been killed by dissident soldiers in Hama. The bloodshed comes just as the Arab League is reviewing its observer mission in Syria. The observers were supposed to be in the country to monitor the implementation of a peace plan. Instead, the Syrian government and its opponents continue their daily battle. The BBC's Lina Sinjab is in the Syrian capital, Damascus. Earlier today, she traveled to the southern province of Deraa, where opponents of the regime have been under attack.
The streets are almost empty. Families have been looking at us from windows, not daring to come down to us and talking to us. But still, we managed to find some defiant young people, including children, who called us into their own street to tell us their own stories of violence, their own stories of martyrs that have been killed by security forces, and explain their agonies to us. Definitely, there is a great sense of tension.
Now, the Arab League is supposed to discuss Sunday whether or not to extend the mission in Syria. What are the Syrians saying about the Arab League observer mission?
Well, there are splitting views here between supporters of President Assad and opponents. Definitely, these supporters have been even critical of the Arab League mission since day one. They've even attacked them in several occasions in several cities, and they are not happy with what they're doing, and they feel that any intervention or any decision made by the Arab League, especially the suggestion of sending Arab forces into town, is going to destabilize the country. The government officially said that they cannot protect any Arab forces and that they would be killed in town. However, the opposition feel that the reports from the Arab League could make more pressure on the regime that would help them in their cause.
The U.S. State Department is saying that the mission of the Arab League has not succeeded and might not last indefinitely under the current circumstances. What are Syrian expectations now for Washington and the West?
Another view from the opposition as well. They feel with the presence of Arab League mission, but on a larger scale, with the real freedom for them to move around and no restrictions, it could help them go out in bigger numbers into the streets. And in fact, during the Arab League's presence in Syria, the opposition group calculated in some days up to 500 points of demonstration across the country, which is the largest points of demonstrations that happened since the start of the uprising in March last year. So there is a sense that they might help them in gathering more momentum of their peaceful protest, but not very much in achieving their cause in toppling down the regime.
The BBC's Lina Sinjab speaking with us from Damascus.